So I hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everything's going well. Thanksgiving's coming up soon. And I know, you know, you guys are excited about that. And all that whole season. So let's open us up in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, praise you. We thank you for this day, Lord. We just ask that as we open your word, that you will speak to us, Lord, Lord, that you will correct us when we need correcting, and that you will teach us more about being more like Christ. Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Amen. All right, so we are in Hebrews chapter 12, and tonight we're hopefully going to look at verses 4 through 13. Now, last week we just kind of did 1 through 3, and so let's look at, and so four through six for us, please.
Who?
You, Jack.
Oh, okay. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son. It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son."
Okay, perfect. All right, so you can see here, we're going to be talking about, in this section, it's going to be talking about discipline. And I know that none of you guys have ever had to be disciplined. So we're really not talking about, it's your siblings that we're talking about, not you, because that's never happened to you. At least it never happened to me as a kid. I'm sure. And so let's kind of go through that. So here we were talking about, as you could see there, in verse 4, it says, in your struggle, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. And so these Hebrews here, they haven't gone through those trials that some of the other martyrs have, or even to the point of where Christ did, where he went and he shed his blood. And they had not paid that. They haven't, you know, sacrificed or given of themselves, going all the way back to like those people did in chapter 11. And it's saying, if those people can endure through the faith, then to the point of where what they did, then you shouldn't have the problem either. You should be able to do the same thing. And so here's some of the readers, some of the people here in Hebrews had forgotten about God's discipline. And so maybe it kind of shocked them. God does sometimes discipline us. You know, sometimes that God is, you know, disciplining us, and we may think that it's, when we think of, sometimes we use that word discipline, we think of it as sort of what we call punitive, like it's a reaction to something that you did. And that's not necessarily the case as to what discipline is. The discipline is sometimes is almost as a way of teaching you. When you do something wrong, there needs to be a consequence of it. Now, I know all of your parents, and I know how you all behave. You all have been disciplined. Now, as a parent, I can just tell you that is not the most fun part of parenting. You can ask your parents. You can say, "Mom, Dad, did you enjoy discipline in us?" And the short answer to that question is no, it's terrible. I remember one time we had to get on to Christian about something, and we you know, we tried to do it the right way. Well, he broke down and started just crying. I mean, I was like, buddy, come on, you're 16. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, and he was crying and upset. And then we ended up, after he left, it just broke my heart, right? Because you don't want to do that. You don't like to discipline. We don't like discipline. But a couple of things we need to understand about discipline. Who is, besides God, what person can discipline you or disciplines you? That's the easy answer. Your parents. That's the easy answer. Have your parents ever disciplined another kid when their parents were around? Think about that one for a minute. No, that doesn't, right? That doesn't happen or hardly ever happens. They may have disciplined other kids or, you know, tried to teach them when their parents aren't around, but that's sort of the parents' responsibility to do that. And so just as that parent is given that right as a parent to discipline, God also has that same right and responsibility to discipline. Discipline not necessarily as a reaction to something that could be part of it, but discipline as a way of teaching you right from wrong. It shouldn't surprise us. We shouldn't be shocked when we face discipline. And even when, as you get older, your discipline, so to speak, changes. The way that your parents talk to you now or instruct you, that it's different than you were when you were six, right? A lot of times now they say, hey, you should do this because and typically you would do it. When you were probably four or five, you would tell them, sometimes your parents will say, you need to do this. And you say, why? Well, I mean, you say, because I said so. Right. And that's usually a good enough answer. Right. So discipline is not a bad thing. Okay. It's not always a bad thing. Discipline is a good thing. It's very good. All right. Laura, since you're getting ready to leave, we're going to let you read, 7-9.
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live?
All right, so some of the times when we face things that are some trials, that might be discipline from God, but it's not necessarily a punishment. Discipline and punishment are not the same thing. This discipline may be a teaching or instructing, and it may is sort of seems like here in this verse that might be some of what was going on with them, that they may have been doing some punishment. And so sometimes that punishment is for the purpose of correction. The other is, like we said, maybe for training or teaching. And so as a parent, it is our job, and your parents, whom I know, have done a good job of kind of balancing both of them, right? Sometimes you may have to get punished. Sometimes they have to teach you the right way to do things. And that's good. And like we said, the only people that you receive discipline, like most of the discipline is from your father. And so that's what it was saying there about God himself. So also will offer that up to us as well. Part of being disciplined is kind of doing what you guys do. You guys are very faithful and disciplined about attending Bible study. You're very regimented and disciplined about your those activities that you're a part of. You take that time to do those things, and that takes that what we refer to as that discipline to do. You just don't. I don't think any of you just kind of live your life by flying by the seat of your pants. So you guys have a pretty disciplined life. And it says, what son is there whom his father does not discipline? And so there we're talking about is that the teaching is not teaching parents to discipline their children, but there's a secondary application, and that is that all parents should do this. And so a parent should, as a parent, they should also not emotionally make this discipline emotionally. I know that we're humans and it's hard to do. And we want to discipline you out of love, just as that's why God disciplines us. He does it for our good because he loves us. And so that teaching and that instructing, and yes, even sometimes that punishment, all that is for our good. Just like the same thing with your parents. All that is for your good. They teach you things. They sometimes, yes, you do have to receive a punishment, but we sometimes like to equate that, and it's not the same thing. Okay. Verse 8, if we were never disciplined by God, it says it right there in verse 8, it says, if you're not disciplined, then you are not legitimate. Like, you're not a true or son or daughter of God. And so that's how you can kind of tell who your parents are. They're the ones that are disciplining you. That's how you can tell who you belong to, by the one who disciplines you. And so if God is disciplining us, if he's teaching us, if he's instructing us, then we belong to him. He has that authority, and we allow that authority to happen. And then there it says in verse 9 that the children will respect parents who faithfully discipline them. I can tell you, like, sometimes you may seem like, man, my parents, they're hard on me sometimes. Yeah, they are. But I can promise you, as you get older, you will be thankful that they were. See, Laura, as I can tell you, as you get older, if you kind of know where the boundaries are, you thrive in that. You have security in that. And as parents, it's our job and responsibility to provide you boundaries, but also allow you to be the person that God made you to be. We always try to say that with our kids, and your parents do a pretty good job with it as well, do a great job with it, is that, okay, you are who you are. You are who God made you. And now let's provide you that opportunity to be and thrive in who God made you. And so that's kind of what, as a parent, we're supposed to do, but that's also what God allows us to do. We are who he made us, and he provides that for us to allow us to be who we are. He doesn't want everybody to be the same. We're not all the same. That would be boring if everyone was the same. Verse 9 there is kind of showing us how we should apply this. We must, not only is God this one, but we also have to be willing to accept it. We have to accept it when God teaches us, accept when God corrects us, accept it. Whatever that is, we have to take it on. If we start rejecting the discipline, the instruction that God gives us, that's what he does for us, then we can't necessarily be called his children. And so that's what this whole idea of discipline is. All right, I'm going to read something I want. will. All right, I'm going to. I can't figure this out. There it goes. All right, so Luke, can you read, or Paul, can you read that last section? Do y'all have video or y'all just audio?
What verse is it?
It's 10 through 13.
Okay, sorry, give me 1 second. I'll pull it up in my Bible. Okay. They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right. So knowing that God disciplined those who sin, that should motivate us. Discipline is good. It shows us that we're God's children. It is designed to correct us. But if we don't sin, then there's no need for correction and no need to experience that redemption that God gives us. So if we sin and we go ahead and we repent and we won't have to remain under that discipline for long. Sometimes that God, and it says it's, you know, at the time, sometimes it's not pretty. It's not fun. It's not, it doesn't. And sometimes there's consequences of it. That's part of it. Then we get down to this in verses 12 and 13. It kind of starts using sort of this figurative language, talking about our hands, knees, feet, limbs, joints, and all these things, and about how those are the things sometimes that cause us to sin, and those are sometimes the things that need correcting. But then it says there in verse 13, which says, but rather be healed. The idea, this whole idea about discipline is correction and restoration. And so sometimes when God disciplines us, he doesn't do that to cause separation. He does that to draw us closer. And he shows us what to do. He shows us, tells us that we are to repent and if we have sinned, repent. Sometimes the discipline part is just him instructing us. And sometimes even that teaching can be painful. And so we have to, he wants us to be complete, to be restored and be back in right relationship with him, just as your parents do. And that's a good, your parents, the way your parents handle it is a good example. And I can tell you as a parent that that is the worst part of the job. The fun thing is the playing the Legos, is the shooting, the archery, doing all those fun. That's the fun stuff. And we, as parents, it's like we get to be kids again and we love it. But the discipline part is the part we don't enjoy that. Okay. But we do it so that it brings us back into right relationship, just like God does it for us. And so that means that we should make sure that we're addressing any type of issue that causes us separation or causes us to not be fully under God's control. We should take care of it immediately and as quickly as possible. So any questions on that?
No, sir.
All right. So here's what I want you to take away from this. Should your parents discipline you? Yes, they should. Is it fun? No, it's not fun for you. And on the flip side of that, it's not fun for your parents either. Okay. Why do they do it? God does it because he loves us. Why do your parents do it? They do it because they love it. They love you. The Bible says it right here. Even though it's painful for a short amount of time, in the long run, it's better off. And I can tell you, having worked with, you know, teenagers, you know, over half my life, I can tell you that you can tell the ones who have a life of discipline, not necessarily a life of punishment, but where their parents have taught them, because in the end, them and their parents have a close relationship. They're in a right relationship with their parents. The ones that didn't receive that, they don't have that. Some cases that sometimes there's an outlier that maybe that's true, but for the most part, that's what happens. Okay. So when your parents are disciplining you, you don't like it, they don't like it, but it's for your good, just as God disciplines us for our good as well.